Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. The word blue blood is associated with the elite, but you don't have to be a member of the elite to be a blue blood in the third annual MTSU versus Western Kentucky University Blood Battle Challenge. MTSU will play Western Kentucky on November 1st in Bowling Green, and at the same time the football game is going on, the drive to donate the most blood to the American Red Cross will be in full swing. To talk with us about that today, we have Regina Reculia, who is Communications Manager for Tennessee Valley Blood Services of the American Red Cross. And we'll be right back after a few life-saving words from MTSUnews.com.
Here are a few of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. MTSU researcher Sayori Ishikawa is seeking participants both on and off campus for an important study on the impact of sedentary behaviors on bone health in older women. Each volunteer will receive a free bone density scan, and her activity levels will be monitored for 7 days. The new MTSU Student Food Pantry has collected more than 800 pounds of food to feed homeless students and those from foster care families. The pantry is within the University College Advising Center in the McFarland Building, and is co-sponsored by the UCAC and the Student Government Association. And finally, University Provost Brad Bartell, in an effort to engage faculty and deans in this year's employee charitable giving campaign, has introduced the Provost Cup, a new annual recognition and competition for MTSU's 9 colleges. For MTSU News anytime, go to MTSUnews.com.
Regina Reculia, thanks for being with us today to talk about this third annual Battle of the Bloods, if you will.
Absolutely, we will, and thank you very much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Since this is, as I said, the third year in a row that you've done it, can you compare what kind of response you got in the first and second years of the blood battle?
Well, we have been very pleased to see the response, especially at MTSU, just gaining more and more momentum in the past couple years, and we anticipate they'll be even higher this year. MTSU, of course, has taken home the trophy and won this challenge for the past 2 years, which is certainly something to be very proud of. And in organizing parts of this drive, I've been able to work with staff and faculty there, and they've talked about how proud they are to take home the trophy. But we've seen the numbers continue to rise, and we expect this year will be no different.
What sort of logistical arrangements do you guys have to make in order to do this between two universities, between two different states? It must be quite an undertaking.
It is a major operation, that is for sure. Fortunately, we have a great team here in the Tennessee Valley region. It takes extensive scheduling, extensive planning, and we're proud to have it all laid out. And it takes a long time, many months, to get ready for a major event like this. But it certainly is something that's worth it because last year, for example, we collected over 1,500 units of blood. And when you consider each unit of blood can help save up to 3 lives. I mean, all the planning that is put into it certainly pays off when we know how many people we can impact in the community. But as you said, yes, it is a definite undertaking, and we have staff ready to go, and we've called in the troops. We're ready.
Now, about how many people do you have to have, staffers, volunteers, whatever, to accommodate all of the people who will be giving blood on MTSU's behalf?
We have dozens, and they also rotate shifts per day to make sure that we're covered. Not only do we have our phlebotomists who are scheduled and kind of take certain shifts to make sure that everyone stays refreshed, but we're so thankful to have volunteers who help out, whether it's with parking or signing people in. It takes dozens of people at both blood drives every single day to make sure that it happens.
We're all set for October the 29th through the 31st. Mm-hmm. Give us the times and the location.
On Monday, October 29th, you can go to the Rec Center on MTSU's campus and donate blood. That's from 12 to 6 p.m. That's 12 to 6 on Monday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday. That's October 30th. and Wednesday, October 31st, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that's all at the Rec Center on MTSU's campus.
And what do you get for donating in addition to the good feeling you get from helping people out?
You get a really cool t-shirt, actually. We have these really neat Blood Battle t-shirts that have the helmets of both teams on it with the logo, you know, Lightning and MTSU, and then the WKU Hilltoppers logo, and it looks as though the helmets are colliding on the t-shirt. So it's a great friendly competition, and we're happy to be able to provide t-shirts that reflect that and also have the American Red Cross logo that just reinforces our mission to help.
This is something that you guys would like to make a permanent tradition between the two schools for as many years as you can pull it off and get it together, right?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, it's a fun way to honor this rivalry between the Blue Raiders and the Hilltoppers. And it also means so much. I mean, this is helping save lives, which I just think is such a wonderful tribute to both universities and for the impact they make on the community. It's just a wonderful way for the people and supporters of MTSU to help pay it forward and make this community an even better place. So, you know, it's fun to have it connected with the November 1st game. We enjoy that. There's even a rivalry within the American Red Cross. You know, we've got people who went to MTSU and WKU, so there's, you know, some smack talk going on already, but it also, you know, it helps save lives at the end of the day, and that's what it's all about for us.
Now, can you just walk in off the street, or do you have to make an appointment?
You can walk in October 29th, 30th, and 31st to the Rec Center, but we really prefer that you make an appointment. That way, you can make sure that you're getting in at the time that's most convenient for your schedule, and we can make sure we have enough staff on hand to handle the number of appointments that we are certain of. So the best way that you can make an appointment is to go to redcrossblood.org/make-donation. So again, that's redcrossblood.org/make-donation. And if you go there, there will be a little box and you'll see sponsor code. And since I assume all these listeners are Blue Raider fans, you just type in MTSU19, and that will lock you in to the best time, the time that's most convenient for you.
We'll be back with more in just a moment. This is MTSU on the Record.
Expanding Your Horizons is an annual hands-on science and math conference for middle and high school girls. EYH enables girls to investigate careers in science and math, and to talk with female leaders in those fields that are so essential to our nation's future. EYH also provides the girls with fun, hands-on activities and allows them to meet girls with similar interests. I'm Dr. Judith Iriarte-Gross, EYH Director.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking to Regina Reculia, who is the Communications Manager for the Tennessee Valley Blood Services of the American Red Cross, which is a heck of a mouthful. We're talking about the third annual MTSU versus Western Kentucky Blood Battle Challenge from October the 29th through October the 31st. How do you know, Regina, if you are physically fit enough to donate blood?
Well, generally, we believe people know if they're in generally good health, we encourage you to come in. And, you know, a lot of people say they have iron issues, but even with that, you know, we ask that you come in, and we'll certainly help you through that screening process. And, you know, if you feel healthy, if you don't have any serious medical conditions that you know of, then we certainly encourage you to come in. And a great tool that everyone can go to before they come is redcrossblood.org. You can go to redcrossblood.org, and there's a site on our website that talks all about, are you eligible to give blood? And you can read through it. It covers if you've traveled to certain places, if you have tattoos, the sniffles, diabetes, you know, it answers all those questions online, and that's redcrossblood.org. And you can kind of do a little research and save yourself some time, too, and see if you feel you're eligible.
Now, if you've never donated blood before, you might want to know how much blood you take and what the process is like.
Well, the process is you come in, we'll sign you in, we give you a little name tag, and then we take you back. You go through a brief medical history screening, just where we kind of cover some of those questions to make sure you're eligible, and then we take you to one of our donor beds, and one of our skilled phlebotomists helped you out, and we collect one pint, and that one blood unit can help save up to 3 people. And, you know, the actual blood donation process, once you're sitting down and you're in the midst of the donating process, it only takes about 15 minutes max. Some people it's a lot less. We certainly encourage people to drink lots of fluids and eat iron-rich foods before they come in, and that makes the process even easier. We've got orange juice, cranberry juice, water, Sprite, all kinds of good stuff.
I've always wondered, do people donate at the actual American Red Cross headquarters when they donate blood sometimes? Because it seems that with the blood mobile and these periodic blood drives, that it's always someplace away from the actual Red Cross offices.
Mm-hmm. They do. My office is in the center here on Charlotte Avenue, which is in Nashville, and we're open throughout the week, and people come here. We're so fortunate to have loyal donors who just continue to come in and roll up their sleeves, but they come here to the center. There's the center right on Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro, and people can go there as well, and it's a wonderful thing to go to those centers. They're always available. You know, you don't have to wait for a blood drive like this. We encourage people to donate every 56 days because the blood that we collect has a shelf life of about 42 days, and so when these products expire, we still need the help of people in the community because, you know, you can't manufacture blood. We have to have that from the generosity of donors here. So go to any center. You can find that also online, redcrossblood.org. You can find either a blood drive or the center that's closest to your home or place of business.
After you donate, you still have to stick around for a little while, don't you, just in case?
Yeah, we encourage people to sit down. You know, drink your orange juice, drink your Sprite, take a moment to just relax and feel good and all that. We want to make sure that everyone is healthy and safe and has a great experience, and so we certainly don't rush anyone out the door. We want you to enjoy the full experience.
What types of blood are most desperately needed?
You know, we're at a point where really all types. There are points, I think, in the past where we would really push for certain types, but now it's so widely needed that we need all blood types at this point. O negative, I will say, is the universal donor, so anyone can receive O negative blood, so that is certainly a coveted type. If you're O negative, that's very special, so we're certainly always looking for O negative, but other than that, really all blood types are needed.
What times of the year, in general, do you see the donations rise, and what times of the year do you usually see them drop off a little bit and the need becomes greater?
We see dramatic drop-offs around the holidays, and, you know, I've been here just about a year at this point, but it's interesting to see the ebb and flow of donations come in. The holidays are always a tough time for us because, you know, people get out of their normal schedule. The kids are usually out of school. People are focused on meeting up with friends and family, and they forget to make that appointment to go to a blood center or go to your local blood drive and roll up your sleeve. And it's a tough time. You know, we're kind of competing with people's time around the holidays, but it is so important because there are always people in local hospitals who are dealing with cancer treatments or who have been in car wrecks. Unfortunately, these tragedies that you hear about in the news, we have to provide that life-saving blood to those patients in need during traumas, in need during surgeries, for everything. So their need doesn't stop. And so we really are trying to make sure the community knows that we need them to not stop. We need them to continue.
How large an area does your chapter of the American Red Cross serve?
The Tennessee Valley Blood Services region spans Middle Tennessee, parts of Southern Kentucky, also counties in Missouri and Illinois.
So are you competing against another chapter of the American Red Cross at the same time, or does Bowling Green fall within your jurisdiction, so to speak?
Bowling Green is actually with us, and we don't. It's interesting internally, you know, the American Red Cross, we're one team and we're divided into teams. Logistically and throughout the country. So we don't compete with the other American Red Cross teams. We work together, and There's no competition. We're just one big old team.
I thought maybe there'd be a little friendly rivalry going on there, like the friendly rivalry between the football teams, and maybe you'd get some sort of internal award for, you know, whichever chapter got the most blood out of it. But whatever works is what's best, really.
Exactly.
We'll pause for another break, and we'll be back in just a moment on MTSU on the Record.
Tennessee's farm families contribute to our state's economy, nutrition, and culture. The Tennessee Century Farms program at MTSU's Center for Historic Preservation acknowledges farms that have been in the same family for at least 100 years. To date, the program has certified more than 1,000 farms. This is Kenita Hankins, director of the Tennessee Century Farms program.
And for all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking about the third annual MTSU versus Western Kentucky University Blood Battle Challenge, October 29th through the 31st. All the drives will be conducted at MTSU's Rec Center Gym. And you can find out more by dialing 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. The winner of the blood battle for multiple donations of blood will be announced at the game on November 1st in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We're talking with Regina Reculia, who is the communications manager for the Tennessee Valley Blood Services Region. You, Regina, have more than just a professional interest in the outcome of the Blood Battle Challenge, don't you? Why don't you tell us about your personal connection with the need for people to donate blood?
Yeah, I do. About 4 years ago, I'm the oldest of six children, and about 4 years ago, my youngest brother, Thomas, was trying out for the football team at his high school in Williamson County, and he just wasn't feeling right, and we took him to our family physician and found out that about 97% of his blood cells were infected with leukemia. And so he was taken to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and was treated for acute lymphoblastic leukemia for about 3.5 years. And during that time, my family, we turned to the American Red Cross to do a blood drive in Thomas's honor and help raise blood donations in the Franklin community. And it was so inspiring to lay on that bed. I was there at the blood drive and roll up my own sleeve. And I remember looking around and seeing all these people at this Red Cross blood drive, many of whom I didn't even know, just giving in honor of Thomas. And I remember it was made such an impact because I saw those units of blood go into my brother, and I saw them impact and save his life, really, essentially. So I take this very seriously, and I think a lot of people, it hits home when it hits someone that you love. When someone you love really needs blood or platelets, you realize all of a sudden, wow, you know, the Red Cross is there to really help save lives. Everyone hears, oh yeah, give blood, but we forget so soon, so quickly, that this is not something we can manufacture. We need people in the community to remember this, the importance. And this blood drive, MTSU versus WKU, is such a special opportunity for people to give back. But I'm so happy and feel blessed to say Thomas is doing great. He's healthy and beat leukemia, and so we are thrilled.
As much blood as you get out of these en masse drives, isn't it really the individual blood drives, the individual blood donors, the personal stories that really, you know, drive the message home to people about how important this is?
I think so. I really do. I think it just puts a feeling with giving blood. It helps you recognize that this is a truly life-saving process. It can seem like such a, you know, just roll up your sleeve, give blood, next, you know, just another part of the day, but it's a big deal. And so, yeah, I definitely think hearing people's stories and sharing people's stories about how they needed blood helps remind people. And, you know, I think all of us know someone who's dealt with cancer or has been in an accident or different things like that. So we have to stay focused on giving blood in honor of those people.
And the individual stories aside, isn't it true that even if you are fairly well stocked, that one enormous catastrophe, like, say, Hurricane Katrina, mm-hmm. for example, can really tax your resources?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, even Even an accident on the interstate that you hear about, a multi-car pileup, can impact our blood supply because we supply that blood to local hospitals, and we have to make sure it's there by the time those accident victims are getting to the hospital, you know. And so you asked earlier what blood types are needed. It's any type, because we don't know what type of people will need the blood, you know. We don't know what blood type they have. So something as small as the accidents you hear about on the radio that happen on the interstate, you know, can impact our supply. And, you know, during the holidays, we're very low. And in the wintertime, when the roads are slick, that's something that we certainly monitor. And coming up, and we're already starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. What are we going to do to get donors to remember to come in and donate blood? Because certainly October 29th through the 31st is a great time, right around Halloween. It's a wonderful time for MTSU and WKU to get involved. We encourage them, don't let that be your last blood donation. Do it again in 56 days.
Initially, in the early days of the AIDS epidemic, there was a great deal of confusion mm-hmm. about the disease, because it can be transmitted through bodily fluids. Do you think that your education efforts have helped in that regard to take the sting out of some of the myths and misperceptions about donating blood?
I think our educational efforts, and I think also maybe our medical advances. I mean, we thoroughly process and screen and triple check these blood products to make sure that they're safe. And I think, in conjunction with just good education, both about the disease and blood donation itself, has really helped people know that you can't get AIDS by donating blood. You know, it's a safe process. It's something that is, again, highly screened and something that we take very seriously.
We'll pause for one more time and be back with more on MTSU on the Record after this.
The Middle Tennessee State University Women's Studies Research Series features compelling monthly talks on gender-related topics by faculty and graduate students. The series offers a chance to learn about research in progress and to chat with faculty in an informal setting. All lectures are free and open to the public and are held on the MTSU campus. This is Associate Professor of Journalism, Dr. Jane Marcellus.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
The third annual MTSU versus Western Kentucky University Blood Battle is happening October 29th through October 31st. MTSU is trying to beat Western Kentucky not only on the football field in Bowling Green on November 1st, but also at the blood bank. And all the drives here locally will be at the MTSU Rec Center Gymnasium. We're talking with Regina Raculia, who is Communications Manager for the Tennessee Valley Blood Services Region of the American Red Cross. Tell us a little bit, Regina, about some of the other personal stories beside your own brother that you have heard about just in your 7 months there at the American Red Cross about people's lives being saved.
The first one that comes to mind, especially in dealing with the Rutherford County community, is the Murfreesboro Police spokesman, Kyle Evans. We did a blood drive in honor of his son, Garrett, and Garrett is 6 or 7 years old and has a rare heart disease, rare heart issues, and has needed blood since he was born, essentially. I mean, he's been going through surgeries since, I think, the day he was born or the day after he endured his first surgery. And Kyle Evans is certainly someone who's very well integrated in the Murfreesboro community. And I met Kyle a couple years ago, and he told me about his son, and so we did a blood drive in honor of Garrett. And Garrett's a little boy who, he's 6 or 7 years old, but when I asked Kyle if they'd be interested in doing a blood drive in his honor, Garrett said, "Oh, Dad, I'd love to do it. If it'll help kids like me get out of the children's hospital and feel better, I'd love to." And those are the stories. I mean, this little boy is aware enough to say, yes, let me tell my story to help other kids like me. And it's really that just selflessness that you hear over and over again in blood recipients throughout our community and throughout this region that just are so inspiring. I mean, Garrett Evans is at 7 years old has probably been through more surgeries than most people go through in their life, and hopefully his heart will be healthy enough by the time he's a young adult to stop having to endure those surgeries. But I've met so many families here in our region who are so proud to share their stories in hopes that it will help drive people to blood drives like MTSU-WKU to give blood. Because, you know, when you think about it, we hear people say, oh, well, does it hurt? You know, when you give blood, they're afraid of the needle. And you have to think, what's, even if it is a pinch, what's that compared to going through a heart surgery or being a cancer patient? You know, it really, it doesn't even compare, and it gives people a chance at life. So it's just such a noble cause.
Have you ever had any little kids come in and say, I want to give blood, I want to give blood, but you have to say,
honey. I've been to some of the big blood drives, like the MTSU-WKU drive, where, you know, adults will bring their children, and the kids will say something like that, and we say, oh, you got to come back, you know, come back in a couple of years. We'll take you at 16 with a parent's consent, or 17 years and up. But, yeah, bless their hearts, they're trying.
Yeah, give them a cookie anyway, okay?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Now, this is donation. We're talking volunteer. We mean volunteer. This is not a pay-for-play blood-giving experience, right? You're giving from the heart, or at least from the vein.
That is right. We do not pay our blood donors, because we know that they're just giving out of the goodness of their hearts, and that's how the American Red Cross has been, because that's just something that I think people consider to be their duty. And so it's a volunteer thing, but gosh, the joy that you get out of knowing that you helped save someone, you can't pay for it. As corny as that may sound, you just can't.
In the blood donation work that you do, do you see a lot of people on a regular basis? They have it on their personal calendars, and they know exactly when they can come back in after their last donation and just keep giving as often as they possibly can. You get to know their faces and names and stuff like
yes.
that?
Oh, yes. Fortunately, you know, we feel so blessed to have some wonderful blood donors. I mean, it's almost like a competition for some of these people who just come in, and they take so much pride in being a regular blood donor. And we have people who come in every 56 days religiously, and they do not miss it. And it's funny, they take such pride, and it's really inspiring. Yesterday, I actually met a man who stopped me. I was in a Red Cross car, and I was parking the car and getting out, and he said, I have never donated, but my dad donated every single time, and he was so proud of that till the day he died. It was one of his greatest accomplishments, and I thought that just describes that type of person to a T, that our regulars are just fantastic.
So what do people need to do if they want to participate in the MTSU versus Western Kentucky Blood Battle Challenge?
If you want to get in on the action, you should either call 1-800-RED-CROSS and make your appointment, or go to redcrossblood.org/make-donation. Or you can just go to redcrossblood.org, and it'll take you to the site. When you get to the main site, there's a sponsor code section. You can enter MTSU19, and it will take you directly to the page that lists all the times and dates that are available. I checked the schedule right before this interview began, and we still have openings every day at the Rec Center, October 29th, 30th, and 31st. Of course, you can walk in and donate. We will certainly love to have you, but we encourage everyone to go to redcrossblood.org and make an appointment to donate.
Regina Reculia, thanks for being with us today, and good luck, and let the blood flow.
That's right, and good luck to all you Blue Raiders. We hope you take home the trophy again this year.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.